Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Joel chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. Joel chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. It says, "Blow a trumpet in Zion, sound an alarm on my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming, it is near. A day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and thick darkness. Like blackness there is spread upon the mountains a great and powerful people. Their like has never been before, nor will be again after them through the years of all generations. Fire devours before them, and behind them a flame burns. The land is like the Garden of Eden before them, but behind them a desolate wilderness, and nothing escapes them. Their appearance is like the appearance of horses, and like war horses they run, as with the rumbling of chariots they leap on the tops of the mountains, like the crackling of a flame of fire devouring the stubble, like a powerful army drawn up for battle. Before them peoples are in anguish, all faces grow pale. Like warriors they charge, like soldiers they scale the wall. They march, each on his way, they do not swerve from their paths. They do not jostle one another, each marches in his path. They burst through the weapons and are not halted. They leap upon the city, they run upon the walls. They climb up into the houses, they enter through the windows like a thief. The earth quakes before them, the heavens tremble, the sun and the moon are darkened, the stars withdraw their shining. The Lord utters his voice before his army, for his camp is exceedingly great. He who executes his word is powerful, for the day of the Lord is great and very awesome. Who can endure it?" Now, as we've already seen, God's used human armies in the past to get Israel's attention. Here he prophesies to use a demon army in the day of the Lord to bring destruction in Israel and get the world's attention. I'm going to read this to you again, and I want you to listen. God has used human armies in the past to get Israel's attention. We've seen that with Babylon and Assyria and so on. But here, in this passage in Joel, he's prophesying to use a demon army in the day of the Lord to bring destruction, not only in Israel, but also to get the world's attention. If you were to read Joel chapter 2, verses 1 through 11 that I just read to you, and parallel it with Revelation chapter 9, verses 1 through 21, you're going to see a parallel here. In Revelation 9, verse 1, "And the fifth angel blew his trumpet, and I saw a star fallen from heaven to earth, and he was given the key to the shaft of the bottomless pit. He opened the shaft of the bottomless pit, and from the shaft rose smoke like the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened with the smoke from the shaft. Then from the smoke came locusts on the earth, and they were given power like the power of scorpions of the earth. They were told not to harm the grass of the earth or any green plant or any tree, but only those people who do not have the seal of God on their foreheads. They were allowed to torment them for 5 months, but not to kill them. And their torment was like the torment of a scorpion when it stings someone. And in those days, people will seek death and will not find it. They will long to die, but death will flee from them. In appearance, the locusts were like horses," just like we just read in verse 4 of Joel 2. "Their appearance is like horses prepared for battle. On their heads were what looked like crowns of gold. Their faces were like human faces, their hair like women's hair, their teeth like lion's teeth, and they had breastplates like breastplates of iron. And the noise of their wings was like the noise of many chariots with horses rushing into battle. They have tails and stings like scorpions, and their power to hurt people for 5 months is in their tails. They have as king over them the angel of the bottomless pit. His name in Hebrew is Abaddon. In Greek, he is called Apollyon. The first woe is past. Behold, two woes are still to come." And if you were to keep reading all the way to verse 21, you would see that even though God sends this demon army, most people on the earth do not repent of their sin. Listen, folks, please hear me. There is a day coming and when these prophecies will be fulfilled. Just like God kept his word in the Old Testament and all the Old Testament prophecies about the judgments that were to come to the nation of Israel and those who'd sinned were fulfilled, just like his prophecies about the coming Messiah to be born in Bethlehem and to be come out of Egypt just like he did and so on. Lord, the Lord is very faithful to his word, and we have already seen when he says something, it happens. Therefore, believe this as well. There is a demon army that is going to be released on this earth during the tribulation period, and you don't want to be here when that time comes. Jesus himself said in Matthew 24 that there's going to be so much suffering in that time. It'll be like no other time period in the history of the world. But you can escape through faith in Jesus Christ and being a part of his bride when he comes and takes us out of here before those days come. But if you reject his offer of salvation, you'll be here during that time and you'll wish you had made the right choice earlier. I look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.